Beagle Diary by Charles Darwin, read by Alexandra Baker. December 4th. I am writing this for the first time on board. It is now about 1 o'clock, and I intend sleeping in my hammock. I did so last night and experienced a most ludicrous difficulty in getting into it. My great fault of jockeyship was in trying to put my legs in first. The hammock being suspended, I thus only succeeded in pushing it away, without making any progress in inserting my own body. The correct method is to sit accurately in center of bed, then give yourself a dexterous twist and your head and feet come into their respective places. After a little time, I dare say I shall, like others, find it very comfortable. I have spent the day partly on board and partly with my brother. In the evening, Captain King and son, Stokes, my brother, and myself dined with Captain Fitzroy. In the morning, the ship rolled a good deal, but I did not feel uncomfortable. This gives me great hopes of escaping seasickness. I find others trust in the same weak support. May we not be confounded. It is very pleasant talking with officer on watch at night. Everything is so quiet and still. Nothing interrupts the silence but the half-hour bells. I will now go and wish Stewart, officer on duty, good night, and then for practicing my skill in vaulting into my hammock.